The Palestinian leadership has reached agreement on the makeup of a new cabinet. Under the deal, Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat retains broad powers and control over the security forces. The Bush administration and the Israeli government had pushed for the security services to be consolidated under Palestinian Prime Minister Ahmed Karea. An Israeli spokesman reacted by saying, "This is a sad day for reform." NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Palestinian Prime Minister Ahmed Karea has yielded to the veteran leader Yasser Arafat, who appears more firmly in charge than ever. For the past 18 months, the Bush administration and the government of Israeli leader Ariel Sharon have attempted to render Arafat irrelevant. The hope was that reformers from within would wrest authority from the aging leader. Sagar Habash is a member of the Fatah Central Committee that helped fashion this latest government. He says it is the Palestinian answer to the American and Israeli efforts to sideline Arafat.
Because everybody is trying to steal the authority of, or confiscate the authority of Yasser Arafat. But we are not going to have any person from our leadership to campaign with those who don't want to talk with Yasser Arafat, who is the only legitimate leader who was elected by the people.
The squabbling over a new government, which stretched 5 weeks, centered on ultimate authority over security forces. Incoming cabinet members say that authority will now rest with the National Security Council, which Arafat controls. The U.S. advocated consolidating the fractured Palestinian security forces to effectively combat Palestinian extremists. The Bush administration wanted security powers in the hands of a strong prime minister. Last spring, under pressure from Washington, Arafat reluctantly agreed to create a prime ministerial system. But Arafat appears to have circumvented that pressure with this latest government. Prime Minister Ahmed Karea has emerged a weakened figure. By contrast, Kudura Faris, the youngest member of the new cabinet, says the condemnation of Arafat from the outside only made him stronger.
When they said Arafat is irrelevant, it created to some extent an opportunity for such a situation to be created. Any country can conquer or crush a weak country or a weak group of people, but they can never dictate to them who their leader should be or how they should view this elected leader.
The announcement of a new cabinet coincided with the start of a week-long campaign to protest the security barrier that Israel is erecting in the occupied West Bank. Israel says the barrier safeguards its citizens from attackers who enter Israel from the West Bank. Palestinians object to the barricade where it juts deep inside Palestinian territory. Demonstrators in the West Bank town of Ramallah took to the streets with banners that read, "This wall must fall." News of the new cabinet was greeted with indifference. Rallygoers applauded one Palestinian politician, Saleh Rafat, who blamed the government for wasting time infighting. "Give us any 24 ministers," he said, adding, "any one of you could be a minister." Palestinians are fed up with government bickering in the face of continued killing and closures in the occupied West Bank and Gaza. They are cheered, however, at the possibility of a prisoner exchange. Israel's cabinet Sunday approved a deal whereby some 400 Palestinians would be freed, along with Lebanon-based Hezbollah leaders. In exchange, Israel would win the return of a captured Israeli businessman and the remains of three soldiers. It is not clear when that exchange would occur, nor is it clear what effect the new Palestinian government will have on Israeli pledges to reopen high-level contacts as soon as a permanent Palestinian government was approved. A spokesman for Sharon called the dominance of Arafat in the new government a bad day for democratic reforms. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.